Although the exact wiring of each recommender and tool may be very different, what's inherent to them all is an ability to directly access hazard creation and attribute assignment. Just to help illustrate this point, consider the relatively lightweight, but still capable, Dambreak recommender. This tool takes user selection of a pre-configured dam, as well as an urgency level, and initiates a hazard of matching significance, using a polygon from the maps database for that dam, and launches the HID with certain pre-populated MegaWidget fields. Through this process, many of the manual steps that the user might have taken in the spatial display and in the HID to craft a hazard were executed behind the scenes before the HID was even shown. This was enabled by a set of powerful methods granting control over hazard events, something like what programmers might call an Application Programming Interface, or API. Peering more closely at the code for the Dambreak recommender, we get a glimpse of some of these methods, such as the assignment of flash flood as the phenomenon, one of two significance types, watch or warning, read from the user input on the dialog, the hazard geometry, and also a hazard cause and other helpful attributes, which, where they happen to correspond to the field name of a megawidget that later appears on the HID, will cause those fields to be pre-populated. The syntax of these methods is not as important for beginning focal points to memorize, as it is to appreciate that these routines are, in a sense, hardwired to generate certain hazard types and metadata. And moreover, they execute their task in a self-contained way, with no direct awareness of the constraints of the HID.